This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you grow up in a haunted house, it can be very confusing. Very confusing, especially if you have all these experiences, and eventually it causes you to leave early, to say, I'm done. I cannot handle this anymore, mom and dad or whatever. I need to get out of here. And you go and find solace somewhere else. When you stay other places and you aren't troubled, you aren't plagued by whatever it is in the house, you know it is that house and not just you or something going on with you. What I think would be almost even more troubling is when you go back and have those conversations years later with your parents and say, look, this is what happened. And I wasn't crazy. And they're like, we know we can't go in your room anymore either after you left. But for all those years, it was just kind of brushed aside. It's scary to think about that because the people you know and love and trust, they had no control over it. They were probably doing what they thought was best by not acknowledging it, but all along, they knew the torment you were going through. They felt helpless. You felt helpless. At the end, I think all anyone can do to salvage that relationship is just forgive. But what do you do about the spirits, especially if they're still in that house and so is the family that has no idea how to deal with them? That's what happens in our next story. Take a listen. As far as I can recall, I've always had experiences with the paranormal. My mother blames herself, saying that I inherited it from her. Whatever the case may be, at a young age, I became fully aware of another world. A world full of disembodied voices, invisible guests or intruders, and more. To be honest, I don't care for it, and I usually try my best to ignore such things to my full ability. Unfortunately, when something wants you to notice it, you will notice it. As I said in the past, I've had experiences with the paranormal, but it wasn't until we moved out of our old house onto a much newer one. I started to get the full brunt of the activity in our home. It started off nice enough. The house felt safe and welcoming from living in a previous house with a very angry, uninviting aura. This was a very nice start. When I finally had moved into my own room, I made a loud vocal agreement with the house and anything else that we could to all live together peacefully and request that we just try our best. And for a time it worked out well. I was sleeping well, I was calm, I felt wanted and safe. Time changes everything, and so did the house. And its demeanor. I'd start waking up in the middle of the night with very strange, eerie feelings. A feeling of someone or something watching me. A feeling I simply couldn't ignore. I got to the point where I'd move out of the room and find another spot to sleep in the house, just to avoid it. It started to get more and more often, and the feeling started to get more and more intense. It got to the point where I was sleeping on the couch in the family room more often than my own room. My mother at one point questioned me as to why I was sleeping on the couch. When I explained to her the reason why, she only responded with silence. Of course, living in a house you shared with spirits, there were classic signs you could almost always expect to hear or see. You'd misplace car keys and other small trinkets and later find them in the place you searched 1,000 times. You'd hear invisible footsteps walking across the floor, or on occasion, the stereo in the workroom being turned on with the volume set to full blast. The stereo got to be such a problem that my stepfather started leaving it unplugged when it wasn't in use, which seemed to quickly bring a stop to these unobserved usages. One of the worst problems that plagued me early on was my bedroom door. It would open and close on its own. On occasion, I'd have someone knock on my door, only to find no one behind it. When I answered, it got to be such a bother that I'd lock my door when I went to sleep in my room. One night, the door obviously tried to open itself. Upon finding the door locked, my visitor angrily shook the doorknob and stomped off. From there on in, things started to get worse. It started off very gradually. Every once in a while, maybe once a month, I would wake up screaming. I'd be instilled with an irrational fear as if someone had filled my brain with liquid fear and then shook me up. Often I'd wake up screaming, jump from my bed, and run out of my bedroom. Often I'd end up sleeping in another room after such events. Sometimes nights on end would go by before I'd be able to brave my room once again. It slowly started to get worse. Not only was I waking up terrified more and more often, but I'd start to wake up with bloody scratches on my face or body, and things only escalated from there. Suddenly, I wasn't sleeping anymore when the terror would strike me. I'd be sitting down watching TV, and suddenly, I could feel this dark cloud over me, creeping over me, getting ready to strike. I could feel this almost mental attack come over me like a wave, and then suddenly, without warning, the fear would strike me. I would literally be stuck with a wave of irrational, uncontrollable fear. I would run from room to room, and the fear didn't even stop from my bedroom. It now started to follow me from other rooms. Soon enough, I was no longer safe in any part of my home. It got so bad that for a while, I'd sleep at a friend's house for a few days, even a week. I'd be fine. I'd start to get my faith back, thinking I'd be able to handle it. It would happen all over again. And again, and again. Finally, on one fateful day, I had enough and was sick of it. I was sitting in my room watching TV when I felt the same odd, horrible, dark feeling start to creep over me. I stood up and clenched my fists and concentrated as hard as I had ever done in the past and looked at my room and shouted, "No more. This is enough. This is my house, not yours, and I will not be forced from it." I was surprised to find that the dark, shadowy feeling begins to at once recede from my person. That one single victory gave me the confidence to fight on. For a while, I would have what I thought of as almost an attack on my personal being happen. And each time I would stand my ground, I was forcing myself to sleep in my room and forcing myself to face the fear that would occasionally rear its ugly head. And for a time, things gradually got better. Better before they suddenly took a huge turn for the worst. Suddenly, activity started to kick up and happen more and more often, and it wasn't just happening regularly. It was targeting one and only one person, me. Not only were the fear strikes coming back and harder than ever, but worse yet, a horrible odor seemed to have penetrated my room. The stench would come from out of nowhere, last a while, then dissipate. I often sought the source of the offensive smell, only to discover there was no real origin to where the smell was coming from. The banging started to emit from the wall spaces that covered both sides of my room. Often I'd wake up in the middle of the night due to the sounds of someone scraping their fingernails across the inside of my walls, or a fist banging on my door. Finally, one night, which was the awful night I could remember, I'd gotten up to use the bathroom to get a drink. Everything had gone fine until I went back to my room. I'd barely crawled back into my bed and closed my eyes when I heard a raspy, angry voice shout into my ears. "Jeremy!" I jumped out of bed and looked around. At first, I thought it was my stepfather yelling for me. I quickly checked but noticed the house was dark and silent. I remember seeing the clock in the kitchen reading 3 a.m. Things continued like this up until I graduated from high school and I moved to a friend's house in another state. The second I took leave of the foul house and its invisible residence, I felt better. I never woke up screaming in the middle of the dark again. I never experienced any of these problems again after moving from my mother's house. Years later, when I finally moved back up north, I was at my mother's house talking to her about the past and what had happened to me. And she apologized to me. She was fully aware that I was having problems, and furthermore, she knew whatever it was that still marked the floors in the house wasn't a nice or warm creature. She'd admitted to not liking the upstairs and avoiding it as much as possible, simply because whatever it was that haunted the house enjoyed the part of the house the most. My room had been abandoned when I moved from it, used mostly for junk. No one dared to try and claim it as their own, even though it was the biggest bedroom in the house. But I was informed that every single night the door would open, slam shut, and you could hear something restless walk about the second floor of the home. Some nights it got so bad my mother had to get up and shout for it to stop, which it would, normally. Finally, one night my girlfriend had to stay over at my mother's house. She stayed on the first floor and slept on the couch. Things were fine for a while until everyone went to bed and the house got silent and dark. And then, like clockwork, it started. The door to my room upstairs would open and slam closed, and then someone or something would walk from my room downstairs into the kitchen and throw what sounded like keys on the table. This happened all night, and it deeply disturbed my girlfriend. When I came by to pick her up the next day, she told me her tale almost with tears in her eyes. I felt awful. I was hoping that she would have to meet the resident creature that was in my mother's home. To this day, I still think about the hellish time I spent in that house and the trouble, whatever it was that caused me. I don't know what I did to cause it to target me or to dislike me so much, but for a time I felt like I almost did battle with someone or something. As far as I'm concerned, no person, dead or alive, would act that way. The way that that creature treated me, and I'll always consider it a beast.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money. Inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.